AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A white Chicago police officer is being held without bond after shooting a 17-year-old black teenager in October 2014.
We have charged Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke with first-degree murder in the connection of the shooting death of Laquan McDonald.
Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez says Van Dyke fired 16 shots at McDonald. Seven other officers at the scene did not fire their weapons. A video of the shooting is to be released tomorrow. Van Dyke's attorney Dan Herbert says some Chicago politicians have stepped over the line in their criticism of his client.
I would state that those comments are they're irresponsible and they're certainly unfair and prejudicial to my client. Thankfully, politicians will not be deciding the fate of my client in this case. It will be either a judge or a jury.
Two men have been arrested in the wounding of five protesters near a Minneapolis police station. Police say a white man and a Hispanic man are accused of shooting the five who have been staging protests since the police shooting death of 24-year-old Jamar Clark. President Obama, in a joint news conference with French President Francois Hollande, says the U.S. and France are committed to defeating the Islamic State group.
This barbaric terrorist group, ISIL or Daesh, and its murderous ideology pose a serious threat to all of us. It cannot be tolerated, it must be destroyed, and we must do it together.
As for Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane, Obama says the two have to ease tension. He notes similar incidents could be avoided if Russian President Vladimir Putin shifts his focus.
If Russia is directing its energies towards Daesh and ISIL, some of those conflicts or potentials for mistakes or escalation are less likely to occur.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 20. This is AP Radio News. Tunisia's president declares a nationwide state of emergency and a curfew in the capital city after an attack on a bus carrying his presidential guard killed 12 people. The Tunisian leader says the country is at war against terrorism and called for international cooperation against extremists who have staged attacks around the world in recent weeks. Home prices edge higher as consumer confidence slips. Here's Arita Foley.
Home prices are up 5.5% from a year ago. Last month, a typical home sold for more than $219,000, say realtors. Home prices now are rising at more than double the pace of inflation and much faster than our paychecks. Meanwhile, Americans' confidence in the economy is taking a hit. Consumer confidence is at its lowest level since September of last year, as Americans worry about the job market. Rita Foley, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.